Welcome to another edition of Speak Up. We begin with Easy English. For our first report, we head to Britain.
What connects British children? A piece of string and a nut you can't eat. The answer is a game called Conkers. For the last 150 years, children in the UK have collected shiny brown nuts from under horse chestnut trees in September and October, when it's autumn in Britain. They use these nuts, called Conkers, to play a game which is also called Conkers. To play the game, you need two players, two Conkers and two pieces of string, about 20 centimetres long. Each player makes a hole in the middle of their conker and pulls their string through the hole. They tie the string to stop the conker falling off. One player holds their conker up by the string, and the other player then swings their conker at the other one as hard as they can. Then it's the other player's turn to hold up their conker. The winner is the player whose conker breaks the other player's conker. If the two strings get tied together, the first player to shout, "Strings!" can have another turn. If one player's conker falls on the ground, that player tries to shout, "No stamps!" before their friend can shout, "Stamps!" If the first player is successful, they can pick their conker up and continue playing. If not, their friend can stamp on the conker, break it with their foot, and he or she wins the game. Some people try to make their conkers harder by baking them, soaking them, or keeping them for a long time. Some schools have stopped children playing conkers in the playground, because they don't want children to hurt themselves. Now there are even games of conkers you can play online, but they are not as much fun as the real thing.